The Angels going for the series sweep on Sunday against the Rangers. Luis Valbuena and the Angels are still in the wild card talk, but in the top of the first, Adrian Beltre puts an early dent into the Angels' plans.
Here's the next pitch. That one is hit well into left center field. That ball is in the gap in left center. Hits off the base of the wall. They're going to score two, and Beltre kind of one-legged gets into second base without a throw. Here's the next delivery, and this ball is blasted out to center field, and boy, oh boy, that's one of the longest home runs we've seen in a long time here at the Big A. Way back on the hitter's eye out there. There was nothing cheap about that one for Gallo, and now it's 3-0 in favor of Texas. That was an absolute blast. Here's the pitch. And this one is hit in the gap in right center field. This ball is gonna be run down though, out on the warning track. Shin-Soo Chu got a beat on it and runs it down on the track in right center. And that's how the inning will end. Here's the next delivery. And Trout lifts one high and he hits it deep into left center field. It is out of here. That one out by the rock pile in left center. Home run number 29 of the season. Maybe that one will get Trout going again. And the Angels get a little bit closer. It's now 4-2 Texas. Here's Krohn at the plate. He bounces one right to the third baseman. That's handled by Middlebrooks. He fires over to first base. And just like that, the ball game is over.
The Angels are held to four hits, the Rangers end a five-game losing streak, and avoid a sweep at the Big A. The Angels remain two games back of Minnesota for the second wild card in the American League. The Angels are held to four hits as they lose to the Rangers 4-2 at home on Sunday. After the game, here's Angels manager Mike Socia's thoughts.
I thought Garrett had really good stuff. One slider he left over the plate to Gallo and hit the home run. First inning, we didn't make a play that hurt us at third, ground ball to Louis at third base. But his stuff looked good. I thought he maintained it. Good to get him to that, in that mid-70 range. And, he threw the ball very well. Yeah. From where we were, it looked like it was splitting the gap, and, somehow Chu got to it. We had some opportunities on the offensive side. The third inning, we had a good opportunity to get back into the game. We couldn't do it. And then, obviously, the fifth with bases loaded, Mike just missed that pitch. And then the ball Albert hit in the gap. So, we just didn't get it done in the batter's box tonight. Day game, sometimes it comes out of the crowd. I didn't know, Simba looked like it just beat him a little bit to the backhand side. But the ball was hit sharply. Didn't look like Odor made an attempt to tag him, really. It looked like he just kind of came into the lane and Albert just, went around him, which you have to do as a runner. You've got to yield to the fielder, but, they thought that he was trying to evade the tag. And they thought he went too far.
Garrett Richards with an encouraging start. He takes the loss, but he lasts five innings, giving up two hits, two runs, a walk, and seven strikeouts in his fourth start of the season, and talks about his progress.
Nothing out of the norm. Obviously, the first inning, probably just trying to settle in a little bit. But I think after the home run, I started getting my rhythm and timing going and started throwing more strikes.
How have you felt this fatigue-wise as you get up in the pitch count each time?
I came out of my last start really good, came out of today really good. In my mind, I'm ready for 100 pitches. So that's how I feel right now.
The pitch to Gallo, which is one a little more down?
Yeah, I think I just overthrew the slider a little bit. He swung through a couple early on, and I think I tried to make that last one a little bit too good. He caught it out in front, and good for him.
There's a bunch of little plays today that you guys just came like an inch away from getting, offensively everywhere. How frustrating is a loss like this?
It's not great, and obviously we don't want it, but, I know that we have an off day tomorrow, and we're going to come back in here on Tuesday ready to play. Today is what it is. Tuesday's another day. We're just coming in here ready to win.
Both teams are off on Monday. The Angels start a home series against the Indians, while Texas goes to Seattle.